closely watching the deteriorating Afghanistan security situation. This, as a U.S. defense official told Reuters Wednesday, the Taliban could isolate the capital Kabul in 30 days and potentially take it over in 90. The official is citing a U.S. intelligence assessment. Taliban fighters have taken control of 8 provincial capitals in 6 days, a pace that has surprised U.S. officials. Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghanistan and have taken or threatened to take 11 provincial capitals, a senior EU official said Tuesday. Pakistan's foreign minister told reporters Wednesday his country will continue to play its role to facilitate the Afghan peace process as the Taliban gains more ground in Afghanistan. The minister said Pakistani officials at ongoing peace talks in Doha, Qatar, are, quote, engaging with all stakeholders for the promotion of peace and stability in Afghanistan, end quote. He made his comments at a joint news conference with his Iraqi counterpart. Germany and the Netherlands said Wednesday they have stopped forced repatriations of Afghan migrants because of deteriorating security in Afghanistan as the Taliban pressed on with its rapid advance in the country's north. Germany's Interior Ministry spokesperson wrote on Twitter, quote, due to current developments in the security situation, the Interior Minister has decided to suspend deportations to Afghanistan for the time being, end quote. Separately, in The Hague, the Dutch State Secretary for Justice and Security announced a, quote, moratorium on decisions and departures in relationship to deportation. Wednesday's move by the Germans and Dutch marked a sharp U-turn from their previous position. From Washington, this is VOA News. Belarus has told the United States to reduce its embassy staff in Minsk and revoked its consent to the appointment.